You're listening to PTC Point of View, brought to you by Preferred Trust Company, the preferred custodian for all alternative investments. We're here to provide retirement savers like you with the tools you need to succeed. Need a confidence boost when it comes to investing outside of the stock market? Do you want the power to build a tax-sheltered nest egg that will last through your golden years? You've come to the right place. Turn up your speakers and turn off cruise control, because we're taking you on the alternate route to investing with your IRA.
Well, thank you all for joining us today on our podcast, PTC Point of View. I'm Chris Tremblay. I'm the Director of Operations for Preferred Trust Company. And today is an exciting day for us. We have one of our clients with us, Mr. Kenneth Baker. He'll be joining us today to talk to us about his experience investing through a self-directed IRA, the types of investments he's chosen, his successes, some of his setbacks. So we're going to dive right in. Mr. Baker, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about how your journey started with a self-directed IRA, when it started?
It actually started before I joined you guys, because I had been scammed by a organization called Mining Max, in which you buy mining machines in South Korea for Ethereum. Well, after about, see, I joined in July of 17, and then in December of 17, I found out it was all a Ponzi scheme scam, and I lost all my investment. I said to my wife, we had X amount of dollars, and I said, right now we can't retire. We can't even think about it, can't even ever hope to. We're going to have to work till we die. And I said, we can either roll the dice. I said, I've done a lot of homework, and you need to just trust me. And I said, we're either going to lose, or we're going to have to work until we die. And she said, let's take a chance on being able to retire. And I took our last, basically, $68,000. I did homework on your organization. So I started off buying Bitcoin, and that was October of 2018. And then in January of 2019, basically, it was 50% lower than what I had bought it for. And I thought to myself, dear God in heaven, you're doing it to yourself again. And then I did more reading, and I found out, okay, you have to just have patience. And I did, and then the halfening happened in 2020, and then things began to change as far as the sideways trading. Things began to change, and between May of 2020 and November of 2021, now we're talking about a 18-month span, Bitcoin went from essentially $4,000 up to $68,000. And then I took a leap of faith, and I went and I bought Ethereum, and the Ethereum over the course of 6 months went up. Now, foolishly, I thought, okay, I'll just stand pat. I'll just ride it out. And the value went down in the crypto winter of 2022. Mm-hmm. The value went down by basically 70%. So I did more reading, I did more studying, and in October of this year, I took the money from the Ethereum. I sold it. We sold it, and we bought 10 Bitcoin, and we bought about 8,500 Solana. The Solana has gone up in 5 months. The Solana has gone up 6 times, which is really good. The Bitcoin has doubled. So the halfening is coming, and then over the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to have that wild roller coaster ride, and no one can guess when it's at its peak. And if people think they can, then they're foolish. It's like trying to guess when to sell stocks and bonds, when, you know, trying to guess when they're at their peak. I've studied a great deal of the history of cryptocurrency since Bitcoin had their first halfening starting in 2012. History isn't necessarily a given, but it's somewhat of an indicator. Now, what's going to make things different, a little bit different this time, is that Bitcoin has the 11 approved ETFs that happened in January. So we've already went up to and slightly surpassed the previous all-time high. We're somewhat near it now. So it's going to be interesting from, it doesn't mean I'm right, but from all the studying that I've done, it appears that Bitcoin is going to go up anywhere from 150 to 200% from where it currently is in the next year, and that Solana is called an altcoin, and that the altcoins usually do a little better than that. So we'll see what happens, but
So I think what you're saying is you did a whole lot of luck, but you've done a whole lot of research. It wasn't like you just jumped in. I think that's what we talked about.
You have to do constant reading, and you have to sort out who are the blowhards, pardon my French, and who are the people who truly know what they're doing. I'm not the know-all be-all. Don't pretend to be, but I'm very happy in that facing never being able to retire to where now I'm on the cusp of anywhere in the next 12 to 15 to 18 months to being able to totally pay off all bills and have a really nice nest egg to live on for however long I live and to pass on to my children and my grandchildren. And I'm happy with that.
So tell us a little bit. Now, you spoke about Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana. So obviously there's hundreds of coins out there. There's thousands. I mean, and it will make your head spin. So how is it that you came upon deciding upon those three?
Because they appeared, from all the homework I'd done, they appeared to be to have the least amount of risk. Although in cryptocurrency, there is tremendous risk. It is the most volatile market there is. And this is not for the faint of heart. But if you look at the history, Bitcoin is what started everything. If you look at the history of crypto, especially Bitcoin, and you look at the arc, okay? So the arc, you know, it's like a roller coaster. But the roller coaster is gradually going up. It's gradually going up. And you're taking something that started out in 2008 at like a penny. And now it's worth, for one, for now it's worth like $67,000.
So talk about, did you have setbacks during that time from that 2018 till today? Would you say you had any setbacks?
I wouldn't say setbacks. Okay. I never, with the exception of the initial 3 months, where basically my investment of $68,000 was down to half.
But you didn't sell at that point either. No, you stuck it out.
I stuck it out because all the reading that I was doing indicated that the possible future, and that's what you have to look at, the possible future was hopeful and bright. And that's the whole thing with this. That's the whole thing with going forward now. The possible future is bright. Like, if you look at the current charts, Bitcoin's number one, Ethereum is two, Solana trades places with Binance as far as being three or four. So I went with stability. And like I said, I do homework every single day. Another reason I chose using the IRA is that you only pay taxes on what you actually withdraw from the IRA into your bank account.
Correct.
So I liked that prospect as opposed to having to pay a huge tax bill all at one time.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Investing in that self-directed IRA either gives you tax sheltered or tax free growth until you're ready to take it out to you personally. And I think that's super important depending on, you know, the age you are and when you're getting ready to take that money out. It's important for people to remember, you know, you'll always pay taxes. You probably won't always pay penalty as long as you're above age 59 and a half. You know, if you're doing it inside a Roth. Right. And so, and that's the really nice part. Like you said, it's not a constant. You can let that money sit and grow until you get to a point where you need it or you want it and that type of thing. So, yeah, it's more attractive in that manner than the cash investments are. So what would you tell those out there that are listening that they might have a retirement account that they're not sure what to do with yet? What would you give advice to someone who's thinking about the digital currency or maybe has thought about it and said, you know, I think this is crazy. What do I do? Like, what would your advice be?
What are your goals? What are your short-term goals? What are your long-term goals? My father never got to retire. He never got to see me married. He never got to hold any of his grandchildren. I want all of it. I'm being greedy. I've been able to, you know, I've been able to be a grandfather. I want to retire in the short term. And I want to be able to leave my children, my grown kids, something when I leave this world. And I want to be able to take some really nice trips that I don't have to put it on a credit card. I have the cash to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all in your tolerance. So I would say examine your goals as far as your risk tolerance for this extreme volatile risk. I would say do a lot of homework, do a lot of reading.
Talk a little bit about, I think it's interesting too, you know, you mentioned in the beginning when we started talking, you started with your retirement account at 68,000 and knew there, you had to do something, you know, you'd already lost some. Talking to your wife, you knew you wanted to be able to have that retirement established. So when you looked at the type of investments you can make, because obviously there's a plethora of, you know, from real estate to precious metals to digital currency, what was the deciding factor in making an investment in digital currency instead of making one in real estate or instead of buying precious metals?
I'm a realtor of 30 years, so I know how hard that field is. And there are people out there who are extremely successful at being investors and buying properties and rehabbing them and reselling them or renting them out. And that's not for me. I like being a realtor. I'm good at it. I'm a people person. So I knew, okay, I could kind of just put an X through that. Precious metals such as gold and silver, yes, they have promise, but they don't have the exponential possibility of crypto, of certain types of crypto, like Bitcoin or Ethereum or Solana or Cardano, you know, just to name a few. They can't offer 4, 5, 6 times over the course of 4 years. I'm talking about silver and gold, like the crypto can. But once again, what is your risk tolerance? Are you comfortable with HODL, hold on for dear life? Are you comfortable with that? If you are, then you jump in, do a lot of homework first and jump in. If not, then go with your comfort level. Go with that.
Especially, I think it's interesting too, in a self-directed IRA, you don't have a financial advisor helping you. It is a lot, like to your point, you have to spend the time to do the research. Yes. And do your due diligence, because you don't have anyone providing advice like you might, if you stay in the stock market. And so having those alternative investments, it does take a little bit of work. It does take a little bit of determination. And like you said, really looking, nobody else is looking at your risk tolerance. It's you kind of in charge of that now, which makes having a self-directed IRA fantastic, but it also proves a challenge sometimes.
Well, speaking of stocks and bonds and money markets, we've always had, throughout our married life, we've had money in money markets and stocks and bond and all, and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But when things, like when you had the dot-com bubble burst in 2000, our advisor should have said to us, okay, you're going to just sell everything and then we're going to get back in a year or two or three. That didn't happen. So I lost at least 50-60% there. In 2008, when you had the bank issues and the real estate issues, and things had come up from 2003 to 2007, but then I re-lost it. In this, and from what my initial investment was 6 years ago, I haven't lost. I haven't lost. I mean, I'm able to almost touch retirement, which was a non-possibility 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about a nice, comfortable retirement where we can take multiple trips, take five or, if we wanted to, five, six, seven, really super nice, take our whole family on super nice trips if we chose to do that. So it's a huge risk. It can be nerve-wracking. But if you study the history and you read people who know what they're talking about, you have a chance. And, I told my wife last week, I said, this is where we were. This is where we are now. She goes, well, let's keep going. And I said, I'm trying. I said, that's my hope.
And we did. We saw a lot of people back in 2017, 18, they bought Bitcoin maybe when it was 15,000, 17,000. And then when it took a dip into the 3,000s, they got out right away and they lost instead of waiting it out. Yes. Because eventually, like everything, like you mentioned before, it's a roller coaster. It does. It has its highs. It has its lows. But you've got to be able to research when those highs and lows happen so that you can get ahead of it. So we saw a lot of people take a loss. Because they didn't wait it out.
You've got to be patient. You have to be patient, because mm-hmm. if you sell at a loss, it's a permanent loss.
Right.
It's a permanent.
Yeah, you're never getting that back. Yeah, no, exactly.
No, you're not. So my and my wife's $68,000 investment, we're like 20 times that now.
Yep.
And a lot of it is we were patient, and a lot of it is Kenny's a bit of a geek, and Kenny studies at least two, three hours a day, every day, because it's important.
And yep, it is.
I have a millennial son who is hardworking, extremely intelligent. He's like, Dad, you're crazy. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I'm like, but do you understand? I'm in the game. I'm in the game. I have hope. What can possibly happen over the next 12, 15 months? It's exciting. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. I never for one moment thought ever in my life until 6 years ago ever dreamt that I could possibly have $1 million in savings. Never thought that. Never gave it one iota of possibility. So it doesn't mean I'm right. You gotta do your homework.
And I think that's what we try and tell our clients, and that, you know, the education and the due diligence, having a self-directed IRA isn't for the faint of heart. You know, you do have to know what you're investing in, but that's the purpose of it, is so that you can invest in the things that you know and the things you want to learn about, and then you can take a little bit more control over that. So we appreciate your time today, Mr. Baker. We appreciate your insight on this and for sharing your journey with us. So we hope that this has provided our client base and anyone out there listening an opportunity to maybe invest in something, you know, that they've never done before, maybe step a little bit outside of their comfort zone. And if anyone's interested in, you know, reaching out to us, talking to us a little bit more about cryptocurrencies and what options you have to invest, please reach out to Preferred Trust. We're happy to help you. You can get on our website, preferredtrustcompany.com. And yeah, any departing words, Mr. Baker?
Enjoy the ride. It's going to
enjoy
be rocky.
The ride.
It's going to be rocky, but there's the potential is incredible. And if you ever want to retire or dreamed of being able to get out of debt, hey, how many millions of us,
yep,
we work day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And at the end of that month, we have $5. And we're not lazy and we're not unintelligent. We're just victims of the economy, mm-hmm, and we're not tricking anybody. What I'm doing, I'm earning it. I'm earning it by studying, by reading, and by believing from my studying that it's a very real possibility. It's a very real possibility.
And I think that it's a reality. You know, you can start with a small amount and you can get there. And I think that's why we, you know, really wanted to invite you on today and have you talk about it, is because you are the epitome of an American that has a retirement account, that took a chance, that did their research and has become very successful. And so it's possible. It is absolutely possible out there. And so if this gives anybody hope out there, you know, that's what we wanted to do today is, you know, shed another light on another type of investment vehicle that's out there that you can make work for you. So we appreciate your time today, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of PTC Point of View, where retirement savers meet alternative investments. Know someone who's struggling with a retirement strategy? Tell them about our show. Can't wait for the next episode to learn more? Visit our website at preferredtrustcompany.com or give us a call at 888-990-7892.